Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
So did you know that you can have a condition where if you eat bread, you can get drunk? So it's called auto-brewery syndrome. Maria's ears are pricking up here.
She needs auto-vineyard syndrome.
So you have an abundance of brewer's yeast in your intestines. And so when you eat bread, you feel intoxicated. So it has the same effect on you as drink does, except you just get it from eating bread. Would you like that? Or would it be terrible?
Depends. You wouldn't want to be out of your face after breakfast.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you know, have a slice of toast or soup and some brown bread and you just stumble back to the office at 2 o'clock. It might be a little bit difficult, all right. I know, like, mobile phones are quite annoying. Like, you buy one and then it's all automatically out of date. You know, like, the next phone has already been, you know, out and whatever. So Google is working on a kind of a mobile phone where all of the bits are replaceable by you. Like, so that you can up. So if it comes out, oh, well, the whatever phone has a 10-pixel camera. Well, you can just slot out your camera and slot in the 10-pixel camera. Do you know what I mean?
That's pretty clever.
Isn't
that
it?
Would make them far more money, you'd expect. People would be more willing to upgrade a piece of their phone that costs maybe €100 than go and buy a new one for 7 or 8.
Yeah, the idea would be that you don't have to ever upgrade your entire handset again. Just the bits that you think are important. So if you find that, like, I don't care, you know, like, what speed the RAM is, I just need more storage on my phone, then you can just swap in bigger storage.
A special moment in my house last night when late from his bedroom, my 11-year-old came in and went, Dad, I can't get the movie I just made off my laptop onto my iPad. How do I do that? And I was like, son, sit down. Let me tell you about the world of Apple and how difficult your life is going to be from now on.
What you need is Dave's number. Call him.
Call Dave and he'll upload it to his brain and you can just download it from there.
This is really cool. When people become Canadian citizens, new people, not people who are just born, they get a thing called a cultural access pass, and it gives them a year's worth of free admissions to 1,000 of Canada's museums and cultural institutions. So that they can go and learn about Canada for free.
They're so progressive. Why can't we be more Canadian in our ways?
I don't know. It's not really happening, is it?
We're like, oh, no, we should charge everybody everything. The price has just gone up.
Halo 2, the game, was delayed because one of the developers hid a picture of his arse in the game and they had to find it. And that was genuinely, the release date was delayed because of that. I presume he wasn't working there anymore. Now, this is interesting.
Is that the modern equivalent of photocopying your bum on the photocopier?
Hiding it in Halo 2, I don't know.
Writing code for your arse is now
actually
the modern.
I did the Vatican tour, and Michelangelo was a divil for, like, hiding things in paintings that he hated. Like, so there was a guy, I think, who promised him money, like, you know, the way they all got their money from benefactors or whatever. And he promised him money at one point and then didn't give it to him. So he in the Vatican, he painted him with a snake or something wrapped around his leg and biting him in the ghoulies. Like, but it's really tiny. But, like, the guys doing the tour tell you all about it, that, like, that's your man. So he was just getting him back and making him. He's forever on the walls of the Vatican. I don't ever tell you about it. This is very interesting. While sudden heart attacks during sex are very rare, they do happen mostly to men who are cheating on their wives.
Because I've never had anything like it. Well, we could make loads of false assumptions from that.
We could.